So archaeologists try to identify each specimen of sufficient size. They then record the taxon, element, orientation, and sex, although obviously you can't do all of these for every single bone. One would also note modifications and taphonomic processes. Bones are often sawed or burned or polished. If they sit out, they are often gnawed by rodents or carnivores, mainly dogs. For certain bones and shell, the zooarchaeologist would also note markers of age and seasonality. For mammals, this could be things like antlers, teeth, eruption and wear, degree of bone fusion. For fish, the ear bones or otoliths can record seasonality data, although this requires more intensive studies. The same is true for growth rings on shellfish. An example might be something like this, a metapodial, or leg bone, from a white-tailed deer, Otocoelus virginianus, weighing 8.9 grams. In this case, the bone is whole, but if it was fragmentary, you would say whether it was proximal or distal, that is, upper or lower. You would also note the side, you can't tell on this bone, and sex, again, you can't tell from this bone. Finally, you would note any modifications. There are none here, but this bone was often used to make tools like awls or pins. The data are recorded on species cards for each provenience and then summarized in tables. Zooarchaeologists also keep track of what bone fragments were found so they can identify repetition and thus get an idea how many individuals of a particular species might be represented.